USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Devin Nunes slammed Democrats' quest for control during the pandemic.
Fast forward to the Obama super spreader birthday party. I just think that no matter what Fauci and all these guys say, we're getting a huge split in this country because it's the old saying of you know, do what I say, not what I do. And I think people have had enough of it.
The California Republican appeared on Fox's Waters World. A Texas border town and the federal government have reached a deal that stops the transfer of illegal immigrants to the border community, according to a report. Laredo Mayor Pete Sines told the Monitor that under the agreement, illegal immigrants transferred to the border town from the Rio Grande Valley will no longer remain in Laredo, but will instead be bused to places like Austin, Dallas, and Houston. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The number of job openings posted on the Indeed hiring platform stipulating COVID-19 vaccines as a condition of employment has risen sharply in recent weeks, popping up in sectors with little interpersonal contact, according to the company's research arm. The share of job postings per million explicitly mentioning COVID-19 vaccine requirements rose 34% in the week ending August 7th compared to the same period the prior month. The Marines have begun arriving in Kabul to help secure the evacuation of embassy staff as the Taliban offensive sweeps through Afghanistan, the Pentagon said Friday. Matt Zeller, a military advisor to the Afghan security forces, says it's a shameful day for our country.
So concerned with the optics of a chaotic evacuation that in choosing to do nothing up until now, they have ensured the very thing that they were most afraid of.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Tennessee Representative Mark Green speaks to the Taliban offensive. Dan Naraki has the story.
In his statement, President Biden said it was time for the Afghan security forces to fight back against the Taliban for their nation. But Congressman Mark Green said that the way that U.S. and NATO troops are leaving the country has affected those forces. The Tennessee Republican and Afghanistan veteran tells Fox News that those forces are choosing to walk away from a fight to the death.
You know, we didn't even tell the Afghans we were leaving Bagram Air Force Base. They just walked in and said, oh, wait, the Americans are gone. And that kind of disrespect clearly makes them think, oh, the Americans don't have our back. And when you communicate that to them in this kind of fight with the Taliban surprising us all, which could potentially be an intelligence failure that we need to dig into, their capability to synchronize attacks across the whole country, their choice is lay down arms and blend in or, you know, fight to the death. And many of these guys, unfortunately, are choosing the former.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The New York Supreme Court on Thursday sided with Project Veritas in a lawsuit against the New York Times. Project Veritas will be permitted to depose the New York Times. A motion for a stay was denied. Project Veritas sued the New York Times for claiming their Minnesota ballot harvesting video was deceptive. The court blasted the Times in an opinion. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.